Blog Talk Radio.
Fastest and good sports live now. Roll one, check two. Here we go, y'all. 60 minutes with your host, Benny Moore. Fastest. 60 minutes in sports. NFL, MLB, NBA. He likes to talk about them. Not all right now. Fastest this one on your waves right now. Get it in. 619-639-4747. Welcome to the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports with your host, Benny Moore. Good morning, week 13 heads of the NFL. Welcome into the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. I am the man, Benny Moore. 619-639-4747. Feel free to join the ride. A lot of fun things going on, obviously, in the world of sports. For your NFL heads, of course, it's week 13. Did anyone watch the fight last night, the Margarito Cotto fight? A tremendously entertaining fight with Miguel Cotto getting some revenge over Antonio Margarito. How about college football? Now, I know if you're a fan of college football, you had to enjoy yesterday. Now the controversy. Who's number two? LSU has cemented itself as the number one. That's it. There's no other that can play the role number one. Oklahoma State would have loved to have been in an argument, but guess what? You stubbed your foot up in Iowa. Sorry, partners. Man, does it suck to be Oklahoma State this morning after the way you played all season long. You're 11-1. You rocked Oklahoma University. You blew the Sooners out last night, and it's not going to matter. You're going to get a nice bowl game. You're going to make the money for your school. It's just not going to be the same because you had a chance. You had a chance, and you either let your guard down. You know, I've heard all the arguments, even on John Kincaid's show this morning, about, you know, how this happened. The reality is you got to win. You know, the system is set up now. You got to win. You can't lose. You certainly can't lose late. Alabama's one loss to the number one ranked LSU Tigers, a 9-6 boring game. And I heard Coach last night making the comment, does the country want to see another 9-6 game, or would they rather see a 39-36 game? Well, if you think for a minute that Oklahoma State is going to put 36 on LSU's defense, you've just defended LSU and that incredibly talented defense who spotted Georgia 10 points last night and then rolled 42-10 the rest of the way. That defense in LSU is serious, but we'll get into all that and a whole lot more. Welcome into the Fast 6 Minute Sports. Hot stove baseball going on now. The Cubs trying to talk to Prince Fielder and Albert Pujols people to see what can be done. Okay, I'm looking at college football. I'm looking at college basketball. It's in full swing now. Did you see Gonzaga, Illinois yesterday? Illinois, somewhat surprising. Decent defense, a tremendous amount of offense. And when Bruce Weber says his sophomore, Miles Leonard, is one of the better players on his team, if you watch the game, you got a chance to see just how athletic a 7'1" guy can be. And we're not talking about a 7'1" guy or 7-foot guy like, you know, like King Kong, as he's called, Howard in Orlando. No. We're talking about a 7'1" kid who's probably 19 years old that's got a turnaround J, which is kind of scary when you imagine big men. You imagine shot blockers, a little stiff, kind of gangly. This kid's got some motion and some movement, and you add that to the class of freshmen that Illinois has got going on, and they're going to be something to be heard from by the time tournament time comes around. So they're 8-0 right now, and I know there are quite a few of those out there. Kentucky squeezing by North Carolina by 1 point on a block shot at the end of that game, which was also a tremendous amount of fun. So fun things. But let's go down the scoreboard real quick and get you caught up on everything that happened yesterday, last night. We'll start off with college football. West Virginia, a 30-27 winner over Southern Florida last night. TCU rolls over UNLV, 56-9. Baylor, the RG3 show, 48-24 over Texas. Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship, 42-39 over Michigan State. K-State takes care of ISU, 30-23. Oregon rolls over UCLA in the Pac-12, as it's now known, in the Pac-12 Championship. Boise State, a 45-0 winner over UNM. Houston stubs its toe. The number 6-ranked Houston Cougars, which I humbly admit, I was singing the praises of Houston last week, stubbed its toe against Southern Mississippi last night. Gets blown out 49-28 by the 24th-ranked Southern Miss team. Yeah, well, so much for Houston's bid to a BCS game. Gone. Number 20, Clemson rolls over number 5, Vatek, 38-10. Now, I'm not sure how there's some effects to that one. There'll be some ripple effect to Vatek losing that badly to the number 20-ranked Clemson team. So Clemson claims the ACC. Number 3, Oklahoma State crushes Oklahoma, 44-10. And, of course, number 1, LSU, a 42-10 winner over Georgia in the SEC championship last night. So what's all this mean? Well, we'll find out tomorrow night what, if anything, any claim Oklahoma State has to the number 2 seed right now, which for all indicators point to still being Alabama. For the bowl series, well, where's Oklahoma State going to go? There are prognostications all over the place. You know, obviously LSU will be in that national title game. It looks like Alabama's going to be there at this point. Looks like the MAC and the Sun Belt. Let's see if I can get this right for you guys. Okay, let's run down some of these. The projected bowls, the GoDaddy.com bowl, Northern Illinois NIU, who just won the MAC, will get Arkansas State. Of course, these are coming from pundits at ESPN, Brad Edwards and Mark Schlabach. The Compass Bowl sees Western Kentucky and Southern Miss. The AT&T Cotton Bowl has Oklahoma and South Carolina. The Orange Bowl, Virginia Tech and West Virginia, that may have been thrown into a tailspin based on Vatek's loss. The Sugar Bowl, Michigan versus Houston, that may be up for grabs. The Ticket City Bowl, there's a fun one. Purdue versus Iowa State. Purdue is a bowl-eligible team. Well, I guess they did get to 6 wins. Well, why not? The Outback Bowl pits Michigan State versus Georgia. The Capital One Bowl, Nebraska versus Arkansas. The TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl, Ohio State versus Florida. They actually get a bowl game? Huh, all right. The Rose Bowl, Oregon and Wisconsin, that'll be a great football game. The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, there's Oklahoma State going up against Stanford. The Meineke Car Care of Texas, that's not even called a bowl game anymore. Penn State, Texas A&M. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, Georgia Tech versus Utah. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl pits Louisville versus Vanderbilt. The Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. Temple versus UCLA. The Chick-fil-A Bowl, Clemson versus Auburn. The Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl. Wow. Brigham Young versus Tulsa. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Missouri versus Cincinnati. The Franklin America Mortgage Music City Bowl, Virginia versus Mississippi State. The Inside Bowl, Iowa versus Baylor. The Champs Sports Bowl, Florida State versus Notre Dame. The Valero Alamo Bowl, Kansas State versus Washington. The Military Bowl, presented by Northrop Grumman, North Carolina versus Air Force. The Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl, Texas at California. The Little Caesars Bowl, Northwestern versus Toledo. The Belk Bowl, North Carolina State at Rutgers. The AdvoCare V100 Independence Bowl, Wake Forest at Wyoming. The Sheridan Hawaii Bowl, Southern Methodist versus Nevada. The Mako Las Vegas Bowl, Arizona State versus Boise State. The SD County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, TCU versus Louisiana Tech. The Beef O'Brady State Petersburg Bowl. Well, that's a mouthful. Pittsburgh versus Marshall. The Gildan New Mexico Bowl, San Diego State at Western Michigan. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Ohio versus Utah State. And finally, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Illinois, oh my God, versus Louisiana Lafayette. How did that happen? Wow. Illinois started that season off 6-0, lost the last 6, fired its head coach, and they still get a bowl game. What is wrong with this picture? Oh, my goodness. Having way, way, way too much fun at 10:09 for your Sunday morning. Welcome into the ride, the fastest 60 minutes of sports. I got to get it together. We'll be right back right after this.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
So, still deciding between Verizon DSL and Comcast high-speed internet? Well, you should get the whole story.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to know, how fast is Verizon DSL?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
On where you live.
on where I live. All right, well, do I pay less if I get a slower connection?
No.
You're kidding me.
Right. Now, let's hear that conversation with Comcast.
Hello, Comcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious. How much faster are you than Verizon DSL?
Oh, there's really no comparison, sir. With our 3-meg service, we're up to 3 times faster than Verizon's 768K DSL. You see, we're a 100% pure broadband network.
So you guys really are the best.
Absolutely. We're the number one high-speed internet provider in America.
Wow, I almost made the wrong call. But I'm going with Comcast.
If you're looking for the best internet experience, make the right call. Comcast high-speed internet. Nothing else comes close.
Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Upstream limited to 256K. Many factors affect speed and actual speeds may vary. Call Comcast for pricing and service detail.
So what do you like for a nice game?
This game will be two gladiators gladiating it out. This game is going to be an angry baby, a woman scorned, a tornado inside a volcano, a cackling witch. This game...
Stuck in a bad relationship with sports radio? Switch to ESPN Radio for the best sports on the dial.
You know, with the addition of a closer, I think it can really strengthen their bull. Amazing. It's a new shirt.
10-11 back on the ride. Let's talk some NHL. Last night in the world of hockey, I don't know, again, if you guys are following right now, I know it's early on. Some of you aren't quite in tune just yet. I always tell you the best hockey is playoff hockey, but you got to have the season to get to the playoffs. So let's run down it. Florida, 5-3 win over San Jose. Calgary, a 5-3 win over Edmonton. The Islanders, a 5-4 winner over Dallas. Philly, a 4-2 winner over the Coyotes. Buffalo, a 3-2 winner over Nashville. The Blackhawks, my boys, a 5-2 win over the Blues. That was a good game, broken up late. And the Rangers, a 4-2 win over Tampa Bay. Winnipeg, a 4-2 win over New Jersey. Pittsburgh, a 3-2 win over Carolina. The Capitals, the first start of the brand-new head coach, they threw 2 winner over Ottawa. Boston, a 4-1 win over Toronto. And the Montreal Canadiens, a 2-1 winner over the LA Kings. That's about it. You're going to get as far as your hockey love today, ladies and gentlemen. Only because there's just so much going on. And, of course, we have to really talk college basketball. Now, I could run down the scores. There was a lot of fun things going on. But I think what might be a little bit more interesting to some of you all, you know, this might be if we looked a little harder at where some of these – I mean, again, we're going to get to March Madness soon enough. I continue. North Carolina has got to have the absolute toughest schedule, at least the early part of the season. And it is going to be a fun season for college basketball. The story within the story, certainly Carolina is going to be one of the favorites in the big dance. Kentucky will be a favorite. Duke will certainly be a favorite. Krzyzewski, of course, now eclipsing Bobby Knight for the most wins. But let me run down them real quick yesterday, just so you kind of know. Well, let's take a look at some of the highly touted versus the undefeateds. Ohio State, they got a cookie cutter yesterday, 64-35 over Texas Pan American. Of course, Kentucky, that 1-point squeaker in North Carolina, again, shot blocked at the end of the game. A nice little nip there, but North Carolina will be heard from. They're 6-2 right now. They'll drop a little bit, but they'll still be in the top 10. That team is really, really good. Kentucky goes to 8-0 and is 5-0 at home. Wisconsin had a good game, and Marquette actually wins this game, taking out number 7 Wisconsin, 61-54. Marquette is 7-0 right now, so for my friends up in the Wisconsin area, Jeff and those guys, yeah, kudos to you guys, you're 7-0. Purdue had a 19-point lead over Xavier and let it slip away, and ultimately Xavier winds up coming back and winning that game. The 11th-ranked Xavier team is now 6-0. Purdue falls to 7-2. Let's see, Connecticut, the UConn guy, 7-1, took a 13-point win over Arkansas, who's now 5-2. Let's see, moving down. That one's irrelevant. Pitt is 7-1. They're ranked 17 right now. They've had a 5-point win over Tennessee yesterday. Moving on. Scanning. Of course, my boys, Illinois, 8-0 now after an 82-75 winner over a once undefeated Gonzaga team. They were 18th ranked. Illinois has got to start getting some love. That shutdown of Sakri late in the game yesterday, ultimately with him fouling out, probably was the difference in that game. And Memphis was ranked 21. Now they're 4-2, so that's probably going to change. St. Louis, the 25th ranked St. Louis squad, is 7-1. They bested Portland by 20 yesterday. Again, that was kind of a cake game for those guys. Mississippi State, number 24 in the country, a 75-62 winner over West Virginia. That's really about in terms of your big boys. Let me not forget Georgetown, not ranked yet, but 7-1, putting a hurting on a cookie cutter, unless they in NJIT by 40. Let's see, anything else? No. Virginia's 7-1, not ranked yet. They had a 30-point win over Longwood. No rankings. No more undefeated. Charleston 7-1, takes care of Chattanooga by 2. No love there. LSU's basketball team, not quite as strong as the football team. They're 5-3 right now. But they did win yesterday against Rutgers 55-50. Villanova's not ranked yet. So that's a standard turnover. I mean, it's going to turn over quite a bit, and we'll see who actually what kind of cream rises to the top as we start to get near January, February, obviously pushing toward March. When those CDs come out, man, is it going to be fun around here. For your NASCAR fans, sorry guys, season's over. Tony Stewart's your NASCAR Cup champion, and Carl Edwards is the bridesmaid. Sucks to be Carl, and I'm a Carl Edwards fan. I really am. I am actually hurt by the fact that he didn't do what he needed to do. The man finished second in more races than anyone else. This didn't build up enough points to avoid Tony Stewart's push at the end. So kudos to Tony Stewart. All right, it's 10:15 in the morning. All this talk about Week 13 in the National Football League. Now, you know me. I could talk your ears off for the next 45 minutes on football, but there's some more fun things you'd rather do besides that, like give you all your fantasy updates and fantasy stats, figure out who you should start, who you shouldn't start. I'll tell you that Ndamukong Suh, who just recently had his troubles with the NFL, being banned for 2 games, then has the car accident recently, is unharmed after crashing into a tree, hitting a curb, and a bunch of other things. He's not hurt. This is a good thing. Just an FYI, Josh Freeman is not playing today against the Panthers. Another backup's going to play. All right, the 49ers having issues with their stadium. Donovan McNabb, for those of you who follow Donovan's career, Chicago kid, had it big in Syracuse, had it big in Philadelphia for a while. Kid's been through a whole lot in his career, made a ton of money. Now he's cleared waivers. The Vikings don't want him, and apparently no one else wanted him in the NFL. They basically think he's done. So would he walk into Hallis Hall and tell Lovie Smith, hey, I just want to be on your bench so I can be part of something that might actually be special? Yeah, we'll see. Rams activate their practice squad quarterback. Can't even name him. Peyton is now encouraged to start working out. Good for Peyton Manning. Andy Reid defending DeSean Jackson. I'm not sure why he's doing that, because the video clearly shows DeSean Jackson has quit on that team and quit on that organization. Vikings running back Adrian Peterson ruled out again. Well, we kind of expected that. Raiders coach Hugh Jackson disturbed by the McClain case. Yeah, that's a domestic issue going on away from the game. So you get a chance, check out ESPN.com. If you're an insider, check out the inside stories about the Tim Tebow-led offenses and find out a little bit more about that. Good luck with that one, because that to me is just amazing. He's not your conventional quarterback. He touts his faith, wears it faithfully on his sleeve, prayers after every four and out or three and out, and just does him. Whatever that means, he does Tim Tebow. Doesn't ask and doesn't forgive, doesn't have to do anything except be Tim Tebow. And if you like nothing else about the kid, you got to like that. So there you go. All right, let's get into some rankings. For those of you playing fantasy football, the Stardoms and Sit-ems of the world. Who are you starting on defense today? New England Patriots going up against Indianapolis. Yeah, that's probably a good little fit. The Cincinnati Bengals, the number 9 option. Number 8, the Denver Broncos. Number 7, the Houston Texans. There are 3 number 4s, so that's 6, 5, and 4, actually. Pittsburgh, Dallas, and New York are all there. The number 3 option this week is the Chicago Bears against Kansas City. Get Tyler Powell as a security body. Number 2, the Baltimore Ravens against Cleveland. And the number 1 option this week on defense is the San Francisco 49ers. Look for a lot of turnovers if the defense can get it really ramped up there. Of course, it is the NFL, and the Rams have a good running game in Steven Jackson, so they may try to slow that tempo down and keep that Niners defense on its little heels, maybe a little off balance. So we'll see how that plays itself out. So that's your love for your defense. On the kicking side of the game today, your number 10 kicker is Nick Novak out of San Diego. Number 9, Jason Hansen. Number 8, Robbie Gold of the Bears. Number 7, Steven Gostkowski in New England against Indianapolis. Number 6, Billy Cundiff going up against Cleveland. David Akers is number 5. Number 4 is Mason Crosby going up against the Giants. Number 3, Danny Bailey going up against Arizona. Number 2, Sebastian Janikowski, the man who kicked the Raiders to the win last week. And number 1, John Casey, the kicker in New Orleans going up against the Detroit Lions. Moving. Technology's supposed to move faster, isn't it, Cliff? Come on, man. We should do it. We should formulate a segment much like a come on, man. and see what that does. Come on, man. All right, number 10 on your tight end. We're tight ends, guys, tight ends. Number 10 this week, Kellen Winslow with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 9, Vernon Davis, the Niners, going up against the Rams. Number 8, Jermichael Finley. Number 7, Aaron Hernandez. Number 6, Freddie Davis. Number 5, Tony Gonzalez. Number 4, Jason Witten. Number 3, Antonio Gates getting Jacksonville. Number 2, Jimmy Graham going up against Detroit. And the number 1 choice, again, so many weeks before, Rob Gronkowski. Tom Brady's man in New England going up against a really, really depleted Indianapolis defense. I thought we were never going to see another 0-16 team after Detroit pulled the feet off. It pains me to think that this team had so much invested into one person and its quarterback that this is what they've come to. But kudos to everybody else for taking advantage of them. Hey, a poor build of a football team, so it is what it is. Let's go to your wide receivers. 1020, 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. Check in on the ride. Their wide receivers this week. Number 10, Jordy Nelson out of Green Bay. Hey, Jordy, get some love. Number 9, Mike Wallace. Number 8, Hakeem Nicks. Number 7, Victor Cruz out of the Giants. Number 6, Brandon Marshall of Miami. Number 5, Larry Fitzgerald out of Arizona. Number 4, Greg Jennings here in Green Bay. Number 3, Stevie Smith in Carolina. Number 2, Wes Welker in New England. And number 1, Megatron himself, Calvin Johnson. I'm trying to figure out what – I guess that's because Matthew Stafford doesn't have a running game, so he's going to be throwing to Calvin Johnson a lot, which means he's probably going to see double and triple coverage a lot. So Megatron gets all the love today from the wideouts. Let's move on to your running backs. The running backs. Number 10 this week, Michael Turner out of Atlanta. Number 9, Michael Bush. Number 8, Chris Johnson. Number 7, LeGarrette Blount. Number 6, Matt Forte of the Bears, who gets Kansas City. Number 5, DeMarco Murray goes up against Arizona. Number 4, Frank Gore going up against the Rams. Number 3, Maurice Jones-Drew going up against San Diego. Number 2, Arian Foster goes up against Atlanta. And number 1, this week, Ray Rice going up against the Cleveland Browns. That is your love for your running backs. Now, many of you think it's the most position on the field. There are those of us who believe they just play a significant role. Just because they touch the ball every snap does not mean they're most important. However, significant. Number 10 on your quarterbacks this week, Matt Ryan going up against the Texans. Number 9, Ben Roethlisberger gets the Bengals. Number 8, Timmy Tebow against the Vikings. Number 7, Tony Romo at the Arizona Cardinals. Number 6, Eli Manning going up against Green Bay. Number 5, Matty Stafford going up against the New Orleans Saints. Number 4, Drew Brees gets the Lions. And how he's really. Number 3, Cam Newton's above Drew. I'm not sure why that is, but okay, it is what it is. Cam Newton going up against Tampa Bay. That's right, Tampa Bay without Josh Freeman. Number 2, Tom Brady going up against Indianapolis. I don't know how he wasn't number 1, but that's only because Aaron Rodgers sits atop the list at number 1 going up against the New York Giants. And Aaron's been up at the top of the list just about just about every day. Every week this week, it seems like we're seeing Aaron Rodgers 1 or 2. So that's really not much of a surprise. Let's see. We got some projections. We've got our buddies from ESPN giving us up the Mike and Mike Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks again. We've got all kinds of fun things going on. Now, let's see. What is bumping in my ear? What is that? We're not sure? All right. We won't worry about that. What do I do? Alyssa Milano doesn't mess around with Twitter haters. Okay, happy for her. She's a Detroit fan. Wow, good for her. Good for her. Wayne Gretzky's daughter's out of control. All right, we're still in the fantasy mode, so let's go down some of the players you want to start, you want to sit. We've already gone through your rankings. Players to love this week, certainly Tony Romo, Tim Tebow. This is all matchup-driven. Matt Moore, the Dolphins. Gore, the Niners. LeGarrette Blount, Reggie Bush, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, all matchup driven. Laurent Robinson, the Cowboys wide receiver, who's become a really favorite red zone target for Tony Romo. Antonio Brown of the Steelers, who's kind of become a fun target for Ben Roethlisberger. Eric Decker in Denver has become a favorite target for Tim Tebow, bailing him out a lot of times. Deion Branch has always been a favorite target of Tom Brady, so that'll be fun today. I have to wonder, let me stop for a minute. It's 10:24 in the morning, and I'm getting all this hate for people who still believe that the Eagles are viable. This is where I give you the come on, man. All right. No, stop yourself. You are 4-8. You're 4-8. Your season is done. The only thing you're playing for now are your jobs for next year. You were never a dream team. I appreciate Vince trying to hype you all up and hope that some of that would come to fruition, but that's just not going to happen. The reality is you're a 4-8. And as Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. You're 4-8. A lot of pieces on that squad that are incredibly talented. Some of those pieces won't even be there next year. They just won't be. So call it what you want. Now, 10:25 in the morning. All right, fine. I was trying to see if I could come up with something fun for you guys, but I'm told I got to pay bills, so back after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars?
It,
what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub, hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steaky cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting panic here. So only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
You know, but as a series of popular beer commercials ably demonstrates, not every head coach basks in the goodwill after the game. Courtesy of YouTube sensation DJ Steve Porter, here's our spin on...
You play to win the game.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play. You don't play to win. You start telling me it doesn't matter. We talk, get out.
We couldn't do diddly poo. Offensively, we couldn't make a push down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. We sucked.
You play to win the game.
That's pitiful.
You don't play to just play it.
Perform like that.
You don't play to win.
Okay.
You start telling me
we suck.
It doesn't matter. We talk.
You kidding me?
Playoffs.
Okay.
Playoffs.
You kidding me?
Playoffs.
Get off the players' backs. I'm responsible for the whole thing. I'm responsible for the whole thing, okay?
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. If you want to crowd them, then crowd their ass. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I told you what I'm going to do now. Now you want to know what I'm going to do. Think something dangerous here, that. Something dangerous here, that. Want to know what I'm going to do. Think something dangerous here, that. All of which are hypothetical.
I'm a coach of team. I was out
who's sitting, who's playing.
I was out who plays, when they play, where they play.
That's why we took the damn field. That's why we took the damn field.
Run back.
You play to win the game.
I want winners.
You don't play to just play.
I want people that want to win. This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth, number one. Number two, we cannot give them the game. Number three,
hello. We suck.
I tell you the truth.
Right now, that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. Cannot play with him.
You play to win the game.
Cannot win with him.
Playoffs.
Hello?
Cannot coach with him.
That is so much crap.
Can't do it.
You play to win.
You don't know what we're trying to do. You guys don't look at the films. You don't know what happened. You really don't know. You think you know, but you really don't know. And you never will.
You
I'm getting on the damn heat with everybody, each and every one of y'all, hammering my tail. I don't coach that way. I don't coach them to do that type of thing.
See that, that's your IQ, buddy.
I don't coach that way.
See that, that's your IQ, buddy.
Zero.
I don't really care. I gotta tell you the truth.
I know I'm smarter than that.
You play to win the game.
Playoffs?
You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. When you start helping me, it doesn't matter. You're the top. Get out.
Yesterday's yesterday. Today's today. Tomorrow will be tomorrow.
Playoffs?
Thanks, Coach.
And there you have it. Welcome back to the ride.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm just the guy pushing buttons. Why don't you go on over there and talk to my assistant?
Wake up, Leona! This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
Okay, that was weird. 10:31 for your Sunday morning. Welcome into the Fast 6 Minutes of Sports. Hot Stove Baseball. Who's going to sign Albert Pujols? Who's going to sign Prince Fielder? So the Cubs go out and sign David DeJesus, and he's probably going to be your leadoff hitter, which means what do you do with Starling Castro? Do you make him three? Do you make him four? Is there a plan to maybe move him down in the order, maybe bat him 4 or 5? The kid can hit. You know, it's, 200 hits this past season from the leadoff spot. So, and if you don't have him leadoff, does that mean you have DeJesus batting second or sixth or seventh? In light of the fact that you've got Darwin Barney, who's your second baseman, who is a great position hitter, great position player, and a nice fit for the Cubs in that regard. But that 3, 4, and 5 is where the most challenges are going to be as we start to see exactly where Theo Epstein and his Uber troops, if you will, are going to have to figure out how to put this thing together as they get ready for pitchers and catchers reporting coming up in February. So fun stuff. What will the Yankees and the Red Sox do? That is always, always, always the question. But all that will come down the pipe soon enough. Let's run you down where your games are today in the National Football League. Of course, you already know Seattle crushed the Philadelphia Eagles' hopes of any viable season this past Thursday. Your 1 o'clock games are Tennessee at Buffalo, Kansas City at Chicago, Atlanta at Houston, Oakland at Miami, Denver at Minnesota, Indianapolis at New England. I shouldn't even pause and laugh at that one. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Carolina at Tampa Bay, the Jets at the Redskins. Your 4 o'clock games, your, as they call it, the games of the week, Baltimore, Cleveland, Dallas, Arizona, Green Bay at the Giants. Most of you will see that game probably on Fox. St. Louis at San Francisco. The Sunday night game is Detroit at New Orleans, and the Monday night game, San Diego at Jacksonville. So there's always conversation all the time about the NFL trying to expand its reach to other parts of the country. Do you want to see your NFL get outside the country and broaden? Do you want to see an international game? I'm going to tell you right now, I, for one, I like the game as it is. I hate the fact that we send our teams over there to play one football game a year. I really do. I think that just, while it may not be effectively hurting the game yet, I think it breaks up continuity, it breaks up flow. This is America's game for a reason. And I think if you want to have games over in Europe, then you go back, you put some money into it, you get some capital infusion, you find some private dollars, and you get NFL Europe up and running again, and you do it on a broader scale. And then you do it that way. I don't think taking our – I know the question is, well, the game here is the real game, best players, so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. Capital infusion, let them participate in their own draft and have the same options and opportunities, and I think you can be just fine. The business model for the NFL is significantly better than the one in baseball, significantly better certainly than the one in the NBA. So certainly there's an opportunity there to expand the reach of football. And while we're on the concept of business-related incomes of sorts, let's talk a little bit about the NBA, which returns on the 25th of this year, Christmas Day, with the Bulls traveling to L.A. to play Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. So Derrick Rose and the boys will get out there and get that league started. I believe they're adding a couple more games to the season on opening day, but it's going to be a 66-game schedule for NBA heads this year. It will not get fun, obviously, until you get into the depths of February. Start to see exactly where this playoff pitch is going to roll out. You've got your big market teams that should be competitive, should have an Orlando squad that's good. Miami will be good. The Bulls will be good again. I don't know what's version. Boston's getting a little long in the tooth. They should be good. If Rondo can be Rondo, they'll be just fine. It'll be fun to see exactly how the Bulls come back out of this, whether or not they are still, apparently they're still in the market for a two guard. So providing they can find some two guards. I mean, again, who wants to play the two with Derrick Rose? You got a bunch of ones out there looking for work. Well, they're not certainly not coming to Chicago. And if you're looking for a home for Chris Paul and New York doesn't have really the resources to give it back to him, so what does that mean? So does that mean that CP3 stays in New Orleans? They've got some financial issues and financial woes there as well. So I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to be fun. All that will get flushed out in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, while we're on this, let's run down what we believe to be the top 10 free agents coming up, I guess, next week when they can start talking as early as today. But nothing can be signed until that new CBA is ratified by the new union. So the number 10 free agent, don't laugh because I chuckled a little bit, is Chris Humphreys. Yeah, that's the same guy that is married to Kim. Wow. Number 9, Rodney Stuckey, the guard out of the Pistons, is a free agent. Number 8, Marcus Thornton, shooting guard out of the Kings, is a free agent. Thaddeus Young, the forward out of Philadelphia, is a free agent. DeAndre Jordan, the center with the Clippers, a free agent. Aaron Aflalo may be a good fit for the Bulls, shooting guard with the Nuggets. Number 4, Tyson Chandler, the old Bull, center with the Mavericks, may be looking for a home. Number 3, Marc Gasol, is a restricted free agent with the Grizzlies. Number 2, David West, power forward of the Hornets, looking for a home. And the number 1 free agent on the list, Nene, the center for the Nuggets. Let's see. The counter to posting decent numbers while asking for star dollars is that he's 29 years old, has a lot of playoff experience, and all indications is willing to leave his current team without much hesitation. Of course, it could be in the post-Carmelo Anthony, post-Chauncey Billups world. So, you know, Denver's going to be a bit of a project this year. So we'll see how all that plays itself out. I mean, not a lot of star in the free agency world, but you're going to see some players, yes, or if you will, teams, positioning their teams really for balance, for depth's sake. I mean, if you're the Chicago Bulls, do you go get a Tyson Chandler again and put him behind an A, excuse me? Or do you go get an Aaron Aflalo, which is more of what you need, knowing that he can shoot and can score the basket and pair him with a Derrick Rose and see what that gets you? And what are you giving up to the Nuggets? I mean, obviously, you've got C.J. Watson and some other pieces behind Derrick Rose. So the Bulls are still looking for a two. Had you had another option last year, you probably don't get beat 4-1 in that series against the Miami Heat. But, well, gosh, I can't believe we actually spent 6 minutes talking about the NBA. Wow, I should be ashamed of myself. Well, I told you once they came back and got their heads out of their tuchus, we'd at least consider it. Have you been to their website, though? Have you go to NBA.com, and you will be so surprised at what you see. It's just bad. It's just bad. By the way, for those of you wanting to know what's going to happen, Friday, December 16th are your first preseason games. Friday, December 16th for your NBA heads. You get 3 games that night with the 76ers and the Wizards, the Cavs and the Pistons and the Hornets and the Grizzlies. Ooh, can't wait to see that, can you? I know you can't. You just can't wait. Look, the bottom line is all you really want to see is the final product on the 25th. It is a shortened camp, so teams are going to have a little more depth going into the season. Hopefully they've allowed that to happen because there are going to be a lot of guys playing an extra game each week, getting hurt. It's a foregone conclusion. I'll take you back to the late 90s when we had the last work stoppage in the NBA, and it was a 50-game season that the Spurs wound up winning a championship for. That first couple of weeks, players were getting hurt left and right, hamstring injuries all over the place. They're just not conditioned. They're not in shape. And now we're not talking about a full camp. We're talking about a truncated camp that's getting started on the 9th. Preseason's going to start on the 16th, and the real boys get playing on the 25th. For those of you who are looking to see exactly how that's going to play itself out, let's take a look at the 25th of December and see what we're – they haven't even listed them yet. Wow. They've kind of just stopped with the preseason games. This is how far the NBA website is actually behind the curve. They haven't even listed. We all know that the Bulls are playing L.A. in L.A. that day, but that's about it. And it's not even on the NBA.com's website yet. So that's a little disconcerting. Huh. Somehow I think I expected better than that. I really did. Yeah, the only thing that's listed even on the Bulls segment of NBA.com are just the 2 preseason games against the Pacers, the 16th and the 20th, and they get it going on the 25th against Kobe Bryant. Wow. All right, well, now that you guys are back, you have to fire up that website and get that thing updated because there's a whole lot to do, and you're behind the 8 ball. All right, 10:39 for your morning. How much time do I need to kill? I need to kill, what, about 11? Yeah, let's put that at the tail end. Yeah, let's put the tail in. Someone tweets, Vince, where do the Bears rank on offense and defense? All right. Your 7-4 Chicago Bears right now rank 8th on offense. And looking for the defense. Is it the same? What's 8th on defense? I'm sorry, it's 8th on defense and 10th on offense. I'm wrong. The Bears rank 10th on offense and 8th on defense right now. Middle of the road team again. You're 7-4. You could easily be 8-3. And I got to stop saying Caleb Haney is your starting quarterback. I don't know if you have any interest in seeing Josh McCown hit the field as a Bears quarterback. He should be a couple of weeks in now. Donovan McNabb is out there. You probably don't want that either. I love Donovan. I just want him to hang it up. Come on back to Harvey. Bless the South Suburban Community of Chicago and call it a day. But I don't know if he's going to do that because I think that will to play is still there. Hopefully he can turn that will into the will maybe of coaching. Best games to watch today. As I go down the list, for you, again, if you're in the Chicago market, you want to see if Caleb Haney and the Bears can right the ship after what was a winnable game last week that they kind of screwed the pooch on. If you're in the Atlanta-Houston market, you get a great game in Atlanta-Houston. That's going to be a lot of fun. T.J. Yates is their third-string quarterback starting for the Houston Texans against Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. Houston's at home. Arian Foster, Ben Tate, they'll run the ball. They're not going to ask Yates to do too much, that's for sure. Oakland-Miami will be a fun game. I like Miami in that game. I actually may lay some money on that. Denver-Minnesota, if you're a Tebow head, you're trying to find a big – if you're not in Denver but you're a Tebow head, you're trying to find a screen to show in that game somewhere. If you've got an NFL Sunday ticket with DirecTV, God bless you because you can get it. Indianapolis-New Orleans, that's the dog game of the year. That's the one you just – yeah, you're probably watching – North by North, something else at the time when that was on. Are you watching Born Free? Something on the History Channel when that game's on. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, they get a fight for respectability. The Bengals looking for some respect from the Steelers. Right now, they haven't earned an inkling of it, and the Steelers may just go out there and show them that today. Carolina, Tampa Bay without Josh Freeman, not so much a good watch. The Jets and Redskins, not a good watch at all. Baltimore, Cleveland, not a good watch. Green Bay and the Giants, that's a 4:15 game. That one will be a lot of fun. St. Louis, San Francisco, not so much. Detroit and New Orleans, this is your Sunday night game. And again, if you got nothing else going on tonight, you're not spending time with the family or the wife or the kids, and you don't have housework to do, settle down, get some cold to drink, and watch Drew Brees and the boys show out there at home. And, you know, if the Lions can muster up an effort, that could be actually a fun game to watch. But on the surface right now, a couple of games that will be fun to watch. Certainly the Oakland and Miami game and the Denver-Minnesota game, only for the socialized, stereotypical, the Tebow factor. Oakland-Miami only because Miami's been the doormat all season long, been picked on all, and they started just getting better. So Oakland's big, but Miami's going to be a lot of fun. I think Miami may actually luck them and win that game. I'm hoping they do. And, again, I'm going to keep scanning. Again, the game of the day, Green Bay, New York Giants. You want to see if Green Bay can push that record to 12-0. It is a juggernaut team. And as a Bears fan, it is really, really hard. I'm finding it difficult, day in, day out, difficult to dislike the Green Bay Packers. They're likable guys. They're not jerks. They're not anal. The only person I've ever heard say something derogatory on this current iteration of the Green Bay Packers was Donald Driver. And that's fine because he goes back to the days when it was, Brett Favre, and they were always abusing the Bears. And then when the Bears got a little bit better, and they kind of got back. And so he's been around to see both goods and bad. So he has no love for, for Chicago whatsoever. For Giant fans who get to play in this game today against Green Bay, is there an upset brewing? Can you get Brandon Jacobs going against that defense? The defense of Green Bay is suspect. You get Ahmad Bradshaw back today, hopefully, and just 10 teams have matched the Packers with 11-0 start. One of those was the 85 Bears, who ultimately did lose, I think, week 13 to the Dolphins in a Monday night affair, but then went on to win the Super Bowl. Ultimately, that's what this goal is. It is not necessarily to go 16-0 or 19-0. Green Bay certainly has the talent to do it. The Patriots tried it, got all the way to the Super Bowl against the Giants and choked. That was the famed catch against the helmet. So, such is the case. Anyway, 10:44 for your Sunday morning. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. It is now time for our weekly relationship with Mike and Mike over at ESPN Radio. They're Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. They do these during the week and present them to everyone on Friday. and we bring it back to you because we love you and we like seeing you smile and get your giggle on. So, without further ado, this is Mike and Mike in the Morning and their Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
All right. These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN radio exclusive.
All right, Goli, here we go for week 13, and this week my motto is the following. There's an old expression that says, if you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. Well, I've got a new expression. It is, if you lose two quarterbacks, you're screwed.
I know it. I know it.
And that's what the Houston Texans are. They're screwed.
All right, Matt Leinart is getting looked at by the athletic trainers.
It's a shame because they're finally having a year to remember, but now it's going to become a year to forget, and it's going to start this week at home against the Falcons.
Our experts describe you as an appallingly dull fellow. Unimaginative, timid, lacking in initiative.
No quarterbacks, big problem. Falcons are coming in, given 2.5 points. Not enough.
And that doesn't make you want to go nuts?
Falcons are the better team considering the circumstances. They win and they cover. Give me Atlanta -2.5.
I mean, if you can't do your job, that's one thing. But could you just sit there quietly so that we can all go home?
All right, I'm going to go to Arizona, and oh boy, don't I want to go to Arizona. Oh, you know what? That joke's kind of getting old. I don't want to do that whenever. Everybody knows I want to end up in Arizona. Someday I will.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
But I'm going to go there for this game where the Dallas Cowboys are heading to the desert.
It's in the bag. The fat lady has left the building.
And the Dallas Cowboys are going to take care of business. They know with a win here and they think the Giants are going to lose to Green Bay, they're going to have a 2-game lead on the Giants before they have to play them.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
They're going to go out west and they're going to take care of business. They're giving 4.5 to the Arizona Cardinals. That's fine. They'll beat them by double digits.
It's time for Hootie. You trust. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust?
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head in Pittsburgh, where Golic, my motto is, and a little child shall lead them. And that little child will have red hair. I am impressed. I am sold. I am a buyer on Andy Dalton.
Get a skinny little red named Dalton right here.
I liked his comeback last week against Cleveland. I liked the moxie he showed against the Ravens and Steelers. He's got one more shot to do it against Pittsburgh, and I think he will.
With his companions, Oopla the Mock and Princess Ariel.
7 points is too many. I'm not sure the Bengals win this game. I wouldn't put it past them.
This isn't working out, Dalton.
But I'll tell you this. They're going to cover the number. Give me Cincinnati +7 in the Steel City.
Want to know why you disgust me?
No, why, boss?
Because you're a bleeder. You bleed too much. You got no endurance for pain.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Pittsburgh knows they have to stay with Baltimore and get past Baltimore because they lost to them twice. That's their concern. They know they'll take care of business against Cincinnati.
So there's nothing you can do about it.
7 is a big number. I'm going to give you that. I'm a little nervous about it. But I'm going to take the 7, and I'll give that to you because it is at home.
You think you're an important man? Is that what you think? You are a laughingstock. You are a joke.
They're going to try and surpass Baltimore. That's what they need to do. And they'll do that by taking care of Cincinnati by more than 7 points.
No. No. No, this is terrible.
And those here, week 13, don't go. Let that lock.
A snug-busting gauntlet of inefficiency and misery that's one long parade of letdowns, put-downs, trickle-downs, shutouts, freeze-outs, sell-outs, nick and puts and nimrods.
Micah Mike and our Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. Protect your ride no matter what you drive. When you peak, you win. A lot of fun always within the locks. But if you try and decipher it, essentially I have Atlanta giving 2.5 at Houston. Golic has Dallas giving 4.5 at Arizona. We went head-to-head on Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. The number we used was 7. We do the locks on Wednesdays.
Right, right.
That was the number then. I'm now looking at Pittsburgh -6.5, but the number we went with was 7.
Yep.
I'm taking the points with Cincinnati. Golic's giving them with the Steelers.
I'm nervous on that one.
For the Steeler, for the season, Golic is 11-9-4. I am 7-16-1.
Boy, you stink.
I do. I mean, you could think
horrible.
Think how rich you would be if you had just made a point. Someone should try this. Well, I'm not going to encourage anything like
Greeny,
this.
Greeny, I've been doing it. This is my last show. I'm rich.
Just go to Vegas
just bet
and
against
bet against
you.
Me.
Yes.
Just start betting against me at the start of the season. Right now you would be 16-7 with one push, so that would be awfully good.
All right, host of the Stone Cold Left Pipe Blocks, courtesy of our friends at ESPN, 1049 for your ride. It is time to, well, I would say, coming around the 8th pole, as we tend to like to say. The 8th pole, is that about right? Yeah, I guess it is about right. Yeah, what do we want to eye on? No. And more no's. All that's left in our day is the Week 13 VIN picks. I'd give you the record, but it would just offend you. All I can tell you is, It's been a good year, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a good year. How are you going to be on the air with a microphone up by your... See, that was just stupid. That was stupid. You probably sound like you were in an echo chamber. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Back after this.
We've all dreamed of going back in time, stepping into a machine and going back hundreds of years. Well, there is a place where time travel is possible. The Henry Ford, America's greatest history attraction. Here, time travel happens every day. Here, we spend time with famous inventors and the ordinary people who proved they could do extraordinary things. We can read the textbooks, we can look it up online. But history is more than where we've been. It's how we got to be who we are. Here we can touch it, walk around in it, relive it. Let's watch history come alive at Greenfield Village. Marvel at the magic of invention at Henry Ford Museum. Or take a first-hand journey through American genius on the Ford Rouge factory tour. So let's take a step back in time, because knowing where we come from is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Welcome back on the ride, ladies and gentlemen. All right, where we at? 10:51 for your morning fastest 60 minutes in sports as we begin to come around that eighth pole and close it out. But I couldn't leave you without your Week 13 VIN picks. For those of you going to the window, just a reminder, we are the pregame before the pregame. So Fox's NFL pregame comes your way in about 7.5-8 minutes, along with CBS's for the 1 o'clock games, both AFC and NFC. A reminder, NBC has your Sunday night game, and ESPN has your Monday night affair. So get your football love on. ESPN, depending on whether you're a Comcast or a DirecTV subscriber, will have all your scores in Red Zone as well as the scoreboard on NFL Network. So all that said, without further ado, you'll have to please. I don't even know if this is going to sound good. There was some static issues earlier, so let me apologize to you now. But here are your Week 13 VIN picks for 2011.
It's time. Week 13 in the National Football League. Your VIN picks for 2012. Here we go. You already know the Seattle crushed Philadelphia's playoff hopes 31-14 on Thursday night. But none of that matters. We're not talking Eagles. We're not talking Seahawks. Poo, 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 poo. Tennessee Titans at the Buffalo Bills. Tennessee proved they were for real. Buffalo proved it's not. Tennessee will handle his business on the road in the cold of Orchard Park in Buffalo. Tennessee Titans win by 3. The Kansas City Chiefs travel to the cold lakefront of Soldier Field to face the Chicago Bears. Well, let me put it like this. Caleb Haney's your starter, and you can't name Kansas City starting quarterback. Well, let me help you out. His name, Tyler Palko. His college, Pitt. Outcome of today's game, Chicago will roll. Kansas City is not ready. Good defensive effort last week, not going to happen today. Chicago's defense too good, too strong, too many weapons on Chicago. Bears should roll. Atlanta at the Houston Texans. This should be the game of the day for 1 o'clock starts. The Falcons, Matty Ice, Ryan, Houston. Who's their quarterback? I don't think they know. But too many weapons. Whoever the quarterback is, all he's going to do is hand the ball off to Arian Foster and Ben Tate. Houston by 3 in a great football game. Oakland, the Raiders, going to Miami to face the Miami Dolphins. Let me put it to you like this. Miami been playing much better. Oakland, just enough to survive, winning last week against the Bears with 6 field goals from Janikowski. I don't think it's going to matter. I got a shock for you. Miami's going to win at home in this 1 o'clock game. Why? Because they're becoming balanced. Yes, they're fighting for Sperano's job. Throw out the Thanksgiving Day loss by a point to the Dallas Cowboys. Means nothing. Oakland fighting for his playoff life, even though they're top of the division. Yeah, let me just get real for a minute. Oakland probably wins the division at 9-7, but today belongs to the Miami Dolphins. I said it, not backing down from it. Denver at Minnesota. Tim Tebow takes it all the way to Minneapolis and comes home with a win. The Vikings, no defensive support, no real help. The bottom line is, without help, without honest-to-goodness help, it does not look good for our boys in purple today. Let's roll. Continuing on. Why do we pause? Because the Indianapolis Colts are going to face the New England Patriots. Once upon a time,
this meant something. In New England, I mean, the Colts are an absolute mess. Poor build, poor design of the whole organization. Now you fire your defensive coordinator. You basically have, you're changing your quarterback. What are you doing? You got the Patriots this weekend. I know what you're doing. You're planning for the Andrew Luck phase. Gotcha. Or maybe it's going to be Matt Buckley. Either way it goes, be careful, Indianapolis Colts fans. Peyton Manning could be wearing another helmet next year. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. The Bengals go to Pittsburgh to try to get some respectability. Can they get the running game going against the great Pittsburgh defense? Tomlin has the guys on a roll. They know they're sitting atop the wild card situation. And the bottom line is, in Pittsburgh, it is hard to win. Give me the Steelers and the 4 points. Carolina at Tampa Bay. This will be a good game. Why? Two young teams. Cam Newton may be the X-factor because he can't run the ball, but Josh Freeman will have something for them. Watch Tampa Bay shock Carolina. It'll be a close one, 24-21. Give me the Buccaneers in a nice football game. The New York Jets go to Washington to play the Redskins. Why? So they can abuse Rex Grossman? Absolutely. Because I love watching Rexy, Sexy Rexy as he was once called, get beat up by the bullies known as the New York Jets. I want to see him throw it over to the Revis side. See how Revis Island treats him today. Give me the Jets by 7. The Baltimore Ravens go to Cleveland. The game, Cleveland Browns. Colt McCoy, Peyton Hillis, not going to be enough. Suggs will be hunting again. Ray Lewis will not play today, Raven fans, so just be aware. But if Flacco was Flacco and Flacco was good, the Ravens should roll. Dallas going to the desert to play the Arizona Cardinals. Dallas, way too much talent. Arizona, not such a mess nonetheless, but a lot of talent. But again, Larry Fitzgerald cannot do it all by himself. Beanie Wells, I don't know if he's playing or not, but it won't matter. Dallas should win this game by 4. The Green Bay Packers, the best team in the National Football League, going to the East Coast to face the New York Giants. If they were going to have a cluster screw and lose a game, this may be the game. I don't see it happening. It's a 4:15 game of the day kind of thing. I think Aaron Rodgers, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, and all that talent put it on display, and the Giants, a bit in disarray, even though they may get a Mark Bradshaw back, don't have enough to run with the Green Bay Packers. The St. Louis Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. Well, someone's got to win it. The 49ers are basically, what, 9-2? They're not 9-2. They're 8-2, right? Whatever it is, the 49ers are better. And they're at home, playing on the West Coast. 49ers will roll by 7. The Detroit Lions go to New Orleans to be the sacrificial lamb to the now juggernaut New Orleans Saints. That's all you really need to know. Drew Brees, all that talent, all the weapons, Jimmy Graham will roll over the Indomitian Sue-less Detroit Lions. San Diego goes to Jacksonville. Not that it's going to make a difference, because San Diego is in as much disarray as just about anybody right now, but I'm going to shock the world and say Jacksonville surprises San Diego. They're at home. It's a Monday night game. I just like Maurice Jones-Drew against that defense. So Jacksonville shocks San Diego. It won't be a high-scoring game. Give me 2017, Jacksonville over San Diego. It is week 13 of the National Football League. Remember, for those of you who are dealing or have ever been touched by cancer, support the Jimmy B Foundation, courtesy of ESPN. Go to ESPN.com for all your information. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you next time. Peace! And that's going to do it for your VIN picks for week 13 National Football League. 90 whole seconds left. Well, happy holidays, everybody. For those of you that have to travel this year, do us a favor. Be safe. We want to see you back here every holiday season. We look forward to spending this time with you every morning. Just an FYI, we're in talks to expand this show to do other segments beyond just sports. So we'll see how that all plays itself out. You know, I got opinions about a lot of different things, including relationships, manhood, and I'm going to need to have some of the women come and hopefully take the bull by the horns, they say, and espouse some of those perspectives on many things that us men, especially us sports fans, do. In the meantime, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. That's going to do it for us, week 13 in the National Football League. The Fast 60 Minutes Sports loves you. We'll see you. We're going to have fun throughout the entire basketball season, throughout the run into Major League Baseball next summer. Again, have a great, great Sunday, and we'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. We love you. Peace.